Everyone talks about saving your first $100,000 and the impact that it has, which is true. Things do really begin to snowball then. However, I think saving your first $10,000 is arguably more transformative. The reason why I say this is because I remember back in the day when I first decided to get my financial shit together, when people were talking about just get to that first $100,000, I was like, that's really aggressive and it felt completely unattainable. So what I decided to focus on when I was 25 and practically had no money to my name, I wanted to focus on getting to that first $10,000. This still felt super aggressive, but it did feel attainable. And this changed my financial mindset and really set the foundation of everything that comes next. About a year and a half later, I had $10,000 to my name. When I hit that number, I had this overwhelming feeling of that my life could actually change. It was wild how much that number had an impact on me. Fast forward to 29 years old, and of course, with an increased income, I hit my first six-figure portfolio. Things have moved very quickly since then. The first $10,000 is the hardest in my opinion. Everything else after seems a lot easier because of the building blocks that you created for yourself. Besides actually having money now, the emotional side of this is what really hits. Going from feeling financially stuck and stressed to now having some control was totally an addicting feeling. It really begins to rewire your mindset about money and future possibilities. For some people, I started my financial literacy journey young, and for others, I started late. Some people are lucky enough to grow up learning about this stuff and they start to save and invest as soon as they were able to. I just wasn't taught, and that's okay, and I feel like that is honestly most of us. But I'm here to tell you that you can change and you can learn, so just stop making excuses. If you're still here and listening, I'm excited to dig into this really important and hopefully impactful episode today. This one is going to be short and snappy, and we're going to break down why saving your first $10,000 is so important. I'm sharing the mindset shifts, the habits you build, and why this milestone can completely transform your financial future. Proving to yourself that you can do it. That is what the first $10,000 will do to you. Let's talk a little bit about the psychological shift that happens. In order for you to get past whatever financial issue you're currently facing, there has to be a mindset shift. The power of your mind when it comes to personal finance is huge. And trust me, guys, this is something I'm still working on today. Having a healthy mindset really has an impact on literally every single aspect of your life. And while I'm here thinking about this, I actually reread The Psychology of Money. This is the second time I've read it, I believe, and I would highly recommend it. It explores several factors that affect our relationship with money and how they impact the decisions that we make. I've always loved reading books where I can learn from them. I've never been much of a reading fiction kind of gal. Reading has been huge for me in my financial literacy journey, and I would encourage you to explore this as well. Breaking the cycle of living paycheck to paycheck is probably everyone's ideal situation. For many of us, we grew up feeling like saving was never possible, and we could always rely on credit cards if we really had to. If we've not had something like saving or investing modeled to us growing up, or even in our social circle, it's really difficult to think that it's actually possible. Before having $10,000, I remember feeling like money was constantly slipping away. I could never catch up, but after that amount was saved, I finally felt a little bit secure and like I had control. I now had way more confidence that I knew that yes, one day I will reach that 100K and one day I will reach financial security. I would never have had that outlook if I was starting from zero and working my way to that huge $100,000 number right away. This massive milestone builds financial confidence. And don't think that $10,000 isn't a huge milestone, because it really is. You start to believe, well, if I can do this, what else am I capable of? And that shift in your mindset is so critical to your success. This will lead to even bigger financial wins down the road. Now that $20,000 or $50,000 doesn't seem so far away anymore. So how you're going to reach that first $10,000 is by starting small. Even if you can only afford $100 a month because maybe you're still tackling credit card debt and things like that, the point is just to start. Consistency is what's going to get you there. You need to start building momentum. If you can set up these savings automatically, this is definitely ideal, so you don't even have to think about it. So if you get paid twice per month, let's say, then set up two $50 automatic transfers each month to your savings account. If you're struggling to find this $100 to save, you need to get in tune with your money. You probably don't even have a ballpark figure on how much money is going out each month and what it's even being spent on. Now is the time to budget and track your spending. This is where you'll find the pockets in your spending that you can improve on. Focus on spending your money on things that you actually love, enjoy, and bring value to your life. Less of the BS spending that a lot of us have fallen into the trap of. At the time where I was saving $10,000, I was making about $50,000 at my salary job, and living in Vancouver on that pay is very hard. But at that time, to save money, I was thankfully living with my now fiancé, and we also decided to rent out the second bedroom to make it even less expensive for us each month. I also started serving part-time. I was determined to hit that 10K, but I needed to increase my income. This is where you need to really have an honest look at your income and expenses. Does your income need to increase? Can you pick up extra shifts, freelance, or do you have to pick up a second job? On top of my budgeting and tracking my spending weekly, I also started to track my saving contributions every single month. Seeing that dollar amount each month go up was a huge vote of encouragement, and it was incredibly motivating to see my progress month over month. Also, I love charts and pretty colors, and that also helped me too. So now that we've talked about proving to yourself that you can actually save $10,000, now your future financial goals will seem less daunting. When you hit that big milestone, your brain starts to think that, okay, that wasn't so bad, and I bet I can do even more. It really builds trust in your ability to manage and save your money, something that perhaps was a totally foreign concept, which it was for me. Now is when you'll also start seeing some interest grow. Usually, that first $10,000 will be an emergency fund, and let's say it's sitting in a savings account that has a 2.5% annual interest rate. You'll start seeing over $20 every single month be deposited into your account. This is passive money that you didn't even have to do anything for. This idea, the idea of interest, opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Now, you start thinking about your next $10,000 and that you want to invest it. The first year, you estimate you earn, let's say, 10%, which is another almost $85 of free money each month. Do you see where I'm going with this? Saving will get easier over time, I promise. As I just mentioned, once you have that first 10K, you'll likely start thinking about investing, ways to grow your wealth, or making big financial moves like saving for a home. The amount of possibilities becomes exciting and feels attainable. It's the progress that you're starting to make that becomes addicting, and it just keeps going. Now, your mindset begins to shift and you start to think about, what if I save $20,000? How can I start investing my money? What's my next financial goal? You're really starting to see money as a tool rather than something stressful and frustrating. Once you get past that point of just getting by, things will change drastically for you. What's awesome about having those big financial goals now is that this idea no longer feels overwhelming, which is what I think a $100,000 mindset does. That just seems so extreme and so unrealistic, and I think that if you're working towards something so big without celebrating all those amazing milestones before that, you'll put yourself in a spot where you start second-guessing yourself. Remember, you want to build momentum, and creating your goals bite-sized instead might help you out a lot. Once you've hit that 10K in savings, you'll want to think about what's next. You don't want to stop there. During this time of saving $10,000, you should work on becoming more financially literate and understanding the options that are available to you. So once you do get there, you'll already be in a spot where you're ready for the next goal. At this point, you'll find money empowering, which is an incredible feeling. I think you've now understood that the real magic of saving your first $10,000 isn't about the money. It's the habits and mindset shifts that develop along the way. These are the habits that will help you reach those next huge milestones. The reason why I say this is because the way you were able to save is often the way you'll continue to manage your money as you grow your wealth. These are small, disciplined habits that will help you avoid lifestyle inflation in the future and create a stable financial future. At the end of the day, if you've built the discipline to save that money, you've already mastered delayed gratification, budgeting and tracking your spending, avoid impulse spending, prioritizing long-term financial goals, and you'll be so in tune with your money moving forward. A lot of people, and at least from what I've seen, is that they think saving requires huge sacrifices in your life. But in most cases, this isn't true. It's really about consistency and yes, perhaps editing some things down out of your budget that don't serve you. It's the small daily and weekly actions that will lead to the result that you're truly wanting. If you want to save $10,000 in 2 years, then you need to set aside $416 every single month. If you know you don't have the budget for that, then you'll have to look at increasing your income. You have to create a plan and budget that is realistic for you. Creating goals that aren't attainable is just going to discourage you, so please don't do this. You have to run the numbers. Something I touched on was that this really helps to build discipline and financial resilience. This is something I think we all need to work on in today's modern world. We're constantly pumped with ads that are tailored to things that we like and enjoy, and impulse shopping for many of us has gone out of control. Delayed gratification is huge, and everyone really has to work on this, I think. I have a tip if you do struggle with impulse shopping. Use your notes app on your phone and add the link to all the things that come up that you want to buy. Wait 48 hours. Are there things on that list that you no longer really care about? Remove them. Wait one more week and do the same thing, and then wait 1 month. I can almost guarantee you that almost the entire list will be gone. Understanding what is a need versus a want is also crucial. You may think getting your nails done or going shopping is a need, but this is in fact a luxury. It's a want. Setting boundaries for yourself with spending will help you to pay off debts, avoid lifestyle inflation, and of course, help you in saving and investing more of your money. The ripple effect of good money habits is honestly amazing. Once you start saving consistently, you'll naturally start thinking about growing your money. You see the possibility. You will also be in a place where you're making smarter financial decisions because you're prioritizing your future self instead. You'll budget better, you'll manage your debt wisely, and you've shifted to prioritize your long-term financial health instead of impulse spending. Remember, guys, that the most important thing here isn't how fast that you get to your savings goal, but it's the fact that you're consistently working towards it. Try your very best not to compare yourself to others. At the end of the day, we're all on our own journeys. All right, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed this snappy episode. I really just wanted to pump in a ton of value in here. I got the idea from a social media post that I made a few months ago, and I thought that this would be really nice to chat in a podcast form. Remember, saving your first $10,000 will prove to yourself that you can do it. It will make bigger financial goals feel way more attainable, including that $100,000. And lastly, it will help you develop lifelong financial habits that will help you take charge of your own life. If you haven't hit $10,000 and you're starting at zero or $1,500, run your numbers and write down a plan for yourself. If you've hit $10,000 and are ready for the next challenge, first reflect on how that changed your mindset and how you'll reach your next goal. And as a thank you for making it this far, if you have, and if you want to start budgeting to level up your finances so you can also reach your savings goal, use code 10K as in 10K, and you can snag either my personal or self-employed budget template for a pretty steep discount. And with that, wherever you're at right now, remember that small wins will always add up.